Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G. More towers and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Good morning, radio family. Once again, welcome and welcome back. Another weekend edition of Community Focus gets underway. You're a great company, of course, and I mention this every weekend. It is so great to have your company Saturday and Sunday mornings to get the word out and to talk about good people who are doing good things in our community. And we have a newbie to add to our Community Focus family. We are going to officially be introduced, radio family, to a great organization. Some of you may or may not have heard of Pioneer Financial Group. If you have not, this will be a great opportunity to really find out the good things that this agency, this financial group, is doing in our communities. And it is really such a joy to say good morning, give a big old radio hug, at least by means of the airwaves. Since Gerald Blue, we really can't do it per se, because we're still in the middle of a pandemic. But let me give you a fist bump through the radio, brother, and say good morning and welcome. You are official now. That is probably the quickest introduction of a newbie to a family member that I can think of in the length that I have been a part of our public affairs show. Welcome, my brother. How are you?
I'm doing wonderful. Thank you so much,
Renee. You are so welcome. Now, Gerald, you serve as the founder of what I just mentioned, a Pioneer Financial Group. I just wanted to, and please feel free to interject, because no one knows you better than you. You are a successful insurance professional. You've been doing this probably as long as you can remember, I'm sure.
Yes, indeed.
And the one thing that we can say about Pioneer Financial Group, I like what your mission is. It's to inform and guide members of our communities in ways that they can not only properly position themselves now in order to protect themselves and their loved ones in the future, but it's also a wonderful opportunity to help individuals accomplish what many of us, particularly of our listening audience and our radio family, many of us are at that retirement income goal age where we have worked hard most of our lives anyway, and we're looking to find ways in which we can leave something, if you will, for members of our families.
Great. And you know, first of all, let me just again say I want to really thank you, Renee, for the opportunity to speak to the community about financial matters that are real life, you know, issues. And I can just tell you a little bit about, you know, what we do.
Absolutely. So tell us, that's a great way to bring our conversation to the forefront. Tell me a little bit about Pioneer Financial Group. Get us as familiar with the group as you possibly can.
Okay. Briefly, the firm services the community with solutions to financial matters real life matters that affect individuals and also families. But one thing I can say, Renee, is that the most important thing we offer to the community is the type of service that we give. Now, when it comes to insurance companies, we're not employees. We're brokers for insurance, very insurance companies, mm-hmm. which means we are independent. So, and that's an advantage, a wonderful advantage that we offer to the community because we can mix and match products and services,
right?
According to each individual family or client dynamic.
Fantastic.
So we don't have a one size fits all, approach.
Exactly.
And the reason why for that is that our clients in the community, they really deserve, individualized, attention when it comes to financial matters. So that's pretty much, what we try to offer to the community, a unique approach that would fit individuals on a one-on-one basis.
And very well said, Gerald, because that gives a nice breakdown. And really, it is so fitting for the next question as far mm-hmm. as how important is financial literacy, because I think of individuals, and I'll just use myself for example, I learn perhaps maybe the bare minimum basics about mm-hmm. finances. And it seems with every generation, we may learn a little bit here, we may learn a little bit there. It's really that as we grow as individuals and we become, of course, children and go into our teenage years and our young adults, we become parents, so on and so forth. Yeah. Our financial habits, of course, greatly change the way that we spend money. But somewhere in between, there seems to be a gap as to yeah. the importance of how we can make our money work for us as opposed to the opposite, where we're slaving so many hours to make that money, to make those important financial decisions. A lot of times, many of us don't have really the proper training, if that's the best terminology
right.
to use. And so how important is it, especially when we are at that age, Gerald, or we're getting to that point in which we want to reach our retirement financial goals?
Yeah, that's a great thought. What we found in our community, we find that financial literacy really is sorely lacking.
Exactly.
And there are multiple reasons why. Let me give you an idea. One reason why it's lacking is because people are just living life. They're so busy.
Yeah.
They spend time. They don't spend the time necessary time needed to educate themselves properly because of just life.
Mm-hmm.
And it's interesting because it really is sad in a lot of cases because individuals sometimes they'll spend a lot of effort and time to spend doing research on the type of flat screen television that they're going to purchase,
or right.
The clothes that they're going to buy. They do a lot of research on that, but they don't spend the necessary time on really how to use their money wisely.
Mm-hmm.
And also, which is interesting, lots of times individuals they rather put it off
right.
for a later time.
Exactly,
and that's when procrastination, comes into play, and they do this for years,
mm-hmm.
and the years just the most important years to just slip by, and then all of a sudden they start to really wonder what are they going to do when they reach that certain age about retirement.
Absolutely.
And then there's another issue.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes, and quite often, individuals think that Social Security is the means on what they're going to be living off of.
Right.
And that's going to take care of them, not realizing that Social Security was originally designed just to be a supplement.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
To their retirement.
Right.
And not the actual retirement solution. So with all those reasons, we find that it's important to educate individuals on the realities. We try to paint a picture for them of what retirement really looks like and what it takes to be able to retire and be successful during their retirement.
Exactly. And Gerald, if I can add two things, I think of another situation too, that unfortunately a lot of ourselves may find ourselves in, is what happens when emergencies arise. Mm-hmm. And that can run the gamut. That can be anything to say maybe a major house repair, a car repair. Right. If your child needs any type of, let's say if they have to go to the hospital for any unforeseen reason. I mean, those things, and it doesn't have to be major emergencies. It can be just the minor ones. Mm-hmm. And something that you also touched on that I think is of importance too is sometimes we have the mindset that we have to wait until we're about 65 or 70 to retire. Yeah. But the beautiful thing about that is there are individuals that are retiring at half that age. Exactly. and living out the rest of their lives as a little more comfortably, shall we say, for lack of a better word, than having to struggle when we do get older.
That's exactly right. And that's why planning in advance.
Exactly.
Okay, in the early years is so imperative and so essential to when that time comes. Of retirement in those ages,
right,
in those years, that you already have that plan and that plan of action on exactly what to do.
Absolutely. And that moves nicely into the next question to ask you, Gerald. How important is retirement planning? How important is it to have that plan in place like yesterday?
It's extremely important for individuals.
Right.
You know, I like to look at it this way with individuals that have different careers.
Right.
Now, you may have an individual that have two different career paths, but they're never really the same.
Mm-hmm.
And so no two retirements are quite the same either.
Right.
Both will have, you know, different goals. And so those needs and those strategies are essential. And in fact, come to think about it, there was a study done. 43% of people retiring in America,
mm-hmm.
They're not afraid of a couple of things, which is I found fascinating. They're not afraid during retirement of either being bored during retirement. They're not afraid of that.
Right.
They're not afraid of being unable to travel to different parts of the world. They're mm-hmm. not afraid of not doing that.
Right.
And they're not even afraid of dying during retirement.
Wow.
But the number one fear in them,
yeah,
is outliving. They're afraid of outliving their money during retirement.
Wow! Compared to the other things that you mentioned, those three things.
That's exactly right.
Wow, that is the biggest fear.
And that's so fascinating. And matter of fact, the number jumps. Okay, to 60%. Of those individuals being afraid of running out of money when you look at the baby boomers.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
And that fear during the report, that fear is really justified. And here's the reason why.
Yes.
On average, people in their 50s,
mm-hmm.
they've saved through their 401ks or whatever retirement other means that they have in place. they save on average about $117,000 for retirement.
Right.
Now here's the thing. Experts in the financial field actually say that a healthy retirement savings account
mm-hmm.
would have to be somewhere like around six times a person's current salary.
Wow.
And this disparity, this disparity is striking when you think about it.
Absolutely.
So at Pioneer Financial Group, whatever your personal plan is,
mm-hmm.
what we try to do is we try to help you with certain goals during your retirement.
Exactly.
And try to help you put together a retirement income plan,
mm-hmm.
which is what's needed now. And so when we do that, it helps you, you know, to be able to prepare in a proper way where you won't have to have that unnecessary burden. And it is a burden.
Yes.
When you're thinking about, you know, running out of money.
Absolutely.
Living long enough to run out of money during your retirement. So that's what we try to offer. We try to offer our experience and our expertise to help individuals not be in that striking situation.
Absolutely. And Gerald, I just thank you for that, because I think about, particularly now, given being especially in the middle of a major pandemic,
yes,
how that has had, I'm sure without question, has had an impact on so many families financially. Because how do you financially prepare for a major pandemic? You know, a lot of this is something for many of us, we have never experienced something of this type before. And so when you think about the dynamics of what that is doing as far as taking a toll on, you know, other things that on top of that we're worried about, I love the fact that you as a financial group are wanting to take us by the hand and letting us know it's going to be okay. But the key word is we have to do the planning now. We have to plan, even if it's just for short term, still have a plan in place. But what's equally important, you have those long term plans and goals in place as well.
Exactly. And that's such a key. All right. Planning is such a key. And that's the whole thing about trying to ward off to a degree certain things that are unexpected.
Exactly.
And that's just part of life.
True. Very true. Very true. We're going to go, Gerald, into the particulars. You mentioned your team. And like I said, in fact, as we're having our wonderful conversation today, this morning, I'm looking over your team, and a lot of your team members I know. And so you got a good team together. So we're gonna mention a few of those. But I really, again, want to focus on the fact of, particularly when we do return from break, to get as much contact information out to our radio family so that if they do have, of course, any questions outside of the ones that I have for you. And by the way, you're just addressing them beautifully. Thank you so much for that. And again, radio family, welcome to the community focus family. Gerald Blue, who is the founder of Pioneer Financial Group, does join me, Renee Vaughn, and Radio Family. I thank you for joining me as well. Speaking of break, let's do just that. We're going to break away for a few moments, but we will return as there is more of the weekend edition of Community Focus. We'll be back right after this. And we are back. More of the weekend edition of Community Focus, Saturday and Sunday mornings, and right here on our intercom stations. And that's where you are with me, Radio Family, right here. Thank you so much. And so are members of our Community Focus family, the newest in being Gerald Blue, who is the founder, once again, as I welcome those of you joining us, Pioneer Financial Group. Gerald, I wanted to mention a little bit about your background or your bio. I wanted to say, first of all, let's take it back to the year 1991. You remember being recognized as a leader in business by the world-renowned New York City Business Journal Black Enterprise Magazine?
Yes, you're taking me way back.
Well, we won't go too far back. But congratulations on that endeavor and really what you continue to do. And you touched on this earlier in the first half of our program and what really the mission is in giving back to members of our community. And that is what Pioneer Financial Group does. You're fueled by your care and compassion for people. And you're dedicated, again, to helping clients and members of our community accomplish their retirement goals. And that's where we're picking up from our earlier conversation. I wanted to interject by asking you, if young and you have children, what does the family need? Even though we may be thinking about young individuals, you know, parents who may be young and they have children who are young, and probably they're not thinking down the road that when they do get to a certain age, particularly as they do get closer to that retirement age, how important is it that if they are young and with children, again, to really take care of reaching those financial goals that they have in place?
Yeah, that's a interesting and very pertinent question to think about, Renee. And the reason why is this. In the early stages of financial planning, I usually ask my clients one critical question, especially if they're a married couple and they're young. I ask them, I says, how long would it take for a household to feel the financial impact of the loss of one of the primary income earners?
Right.
And that's an important question because, in many cases, the life insurance is a cost-effective way. It really is to help families replace a significant loss of income. Now, when they're young, it may be difficult to think about, but life insurance is one of the basic building blocks of really a solid financial plan.
Exactly.
Give you an example. The economic, when we think about the economic stability of a household, it can be quickly derailed by an untimely death of one of the breadwinners.
Mm-hmm.
So sure. Life insurance isn't just with the misconception of burial, just for burial costs.
Right.
And final expenses. It can also provide funds to supplement the family's loss of income by the death of a loved one and really, really ward off any potential monetary challenges the surviving loved one and children, if they have any, may face. So it's income replacement. And it's not only just for burial insurance, but right. It helps the family to be able to keep going with their financial needs being taken care of after that income is lost.
Absolutely. And Gerald, I think it's important, too, is particularly for our young ones who are listening. And if they happen to be in this particular age bracket that we're focusing on, and you do happen to have young children, without question, Gerald, it can be a difficult topic of discussion, as it can be with any of us, because that's just something that's not a very comfortable conversation to have, is what happens if something were to happen to my spouse? If my husband or my wife were to suddenly pass away, what position would that put me in? But it really is crucial, and it's even critical in some cases, especially where we are in this stream of time. Again, we were mentioning being right in the middle of a major pandemic. And, you know, when we are continually hearing, especially now, the fact that this pandemic may be with us for some time now.
Yeah.
We're already 6 months in, and it seems already like it's been forever. But we still haven't even gotten to the end of 2020 yet. And we still don't know what's ahead going into 2021. But still, the fact remains that now, if you haven't started making those plans to have those conversations, if anything, get the conversation started. That should be the key, first and foremost. Get the conversation started. Sit down with your loved one or even your loved ones, because even if you're not married, you still have family members that you want to take care of or make sure that, you know, you're taken care of in the light of your untimely death. But basically the point I'm trying to make is it's really needed for us to have important conversations such as this.
Yes, I totally agree. And even though it's uncomfortable, it's extremely pertinent.
Right.
Because you have loved ones. Everyone have loved ones.
Exactly.
And, we wouldn't want to leave them with a burden, an unnecessary burden, if we were to pass away.
Exactly.
And we want to make sure that those things are taken care of way in advance.
Right.
And that way the conversation is a lot better. Okay, when it's done early on.
Exactly.
When the situation arises, then it's a very unnecessary, it's really not a conversation that should be had at that particular time if, you know, we plan properly.
Exactly, and that's an excellent point. And even as we get to that point, it can become a little bit easier because, like you said, when we plan ahead, that helps us to be better prepared.
Yes, that's exactly right, Renee.
Let's talk about, and you likely get this question asked quite a bit because many people may not have a really accurate definition, shall we say, of the difference between whole life and term life insurance. Number one, what is the difference between the two? And secondly, which is better between the two?
Yeah, and that's a conversation that we run up constantly, the other associates in the firm.
Right.
It's really not that one is better than the other.
Mm-hmm.
rather, it's that it's a different product from the other.
Gotcha.
You know, I like to illustrate it or look at it this way, and when I explain this to individuals, and they understand the concept a little bit better.
Right.
It's the difference between renting a home and owning a home.
Mm-hmm.
And they can understand that concept real quick.
Yeah.
Both provide shelter, however, only one of those scenarios actually build equity, mm-hmm. and the other doesn't. The other never does. You know, when you're renting, you never build up any equity, but when you own it, you know, you build, you know, a measure of equity.
Exactly.
So that's really the difference between whole and term. And I simplify, that's just a simplified manner. But here's some of the basics. Let's discuss term first.
Sure.
Term insurance is good. It's a good product because you can have a large death benefit for a small premium, depending, you know, of course, on your age. And then term is just what it is. It's the terminology term is designed for a specific period of time.
Mm-hmm.
And also, of course, term doesn't build up any cash value. In addition, because of that, there's no ability to really borrow against the policy during the period of time that you have a term policy. Now, whole is a little bit different.
Okay.
Like owning a home, it does build cash value. Home builds up equity. It does build up cash value. It usually costs more because of this privilege of being able to have cash value and being able to borrow.
Right.
But it also, unlike term, in most cases, it lasts a lifetime as long as the premiums, you know, are paid. And there's some other things about that also that we explain with individuals.
Great.
So those are pretty much, those are the basics.
Yes.
Of the difference between the two. However, again, at Pioneer Financial Group, we offer free consultations to anyone to discuss the various products that are available to both types of products and, of course, their availability with those particular individuals and or family dynamic. So that's basically the difference between the two.
Excellent job. Thank you very much for that, Gerald, because the illustrations really do help. And that was a fine one said there. Let me take this opportunity to welcome those of you who may just be joining us. It is the weekend edition of Community Focus. And thank you for your wonderful company, Radio Family, tuning in Saturday and Sunday mornings here on our intercom stations to hear about good people who are doing some great things in our communities. And that is definitely the case with Gerald Blue, who is representing Pioneer Financial Group. Obviously, our conversation, Gerald, is on not only financial literacy, but the importance of accomplishing one's retirement income goals. I wanted to also interject where I think it's so important, even though, of course, we are talking about all families from all walks of life. But Gerald, I think it's so important, too, for us as families of color, to really get a firm understanding of how important it is for us to have that financial literacy at our fingertips. Because a lot of us, we probably come from generations of families in which we at one time did not have this help readily available to us the way that we do now. And that's not even factoring in, you know, modern technology and the way that we typically do business, but it's just the importance that for we as persons of color, I think it's just as equally important for us to have that necessary financial literacy, whether we're talking rather short-term goals or long-term financial goals.
Yeah, that's, I totally agree with you. And that's why individuals in the community, we're really not as educated as we can be.
Exactly.
When it comes to financial literacy. And and it actually, Renee, that's a conversation that should be started with individuals that are toddlers.
Very true.
All right. And if we begin even there,
right,
at the grassroots, about teaching individuals about the value of money, not only making money, but the value
of it. Exactly.
And how to use it properly. If that conversation starts at the beginning,
mm-hmm.
then it's a much easier concept for individuals later on in life. So it really has to start at the grassroots, which is what we're trying to promote, you know, for our community.
Absolutely. And I think that is wonderfully said as well, Gerald, because it makes me think in terms of it's easy for a lot of us to spend money. We have no problem with that. I think the harder part is really becoming more accustomed to equally, if not more so, be on the other end of the spectrum in saving our monies.
Yes. Yes, absolutely. And it's just so interesting that we really don't do that.
Exactly.
And which is the reason why we are living from paycheck to paycheck in our community. And sometimes individuals we can find in our community, if a paycheck is missing.
Oh, yes.
That is just from one week of pay, not being paid.
Exactly.
Can have disastrous effects.
Very true.
On family and also individuals. So education about what to do with our money.
So important.
And spending it so rapidly.
Exactly.
Imperative.
Yes.
Imperative to a financial plan and financial goals that we all want to meet.
Absolutely. I think that transfers nicely or transitions nicely, Gerald, rather, into the next question. If a person, speaking of a job that offers retirement plans like what many of us are familiar with our employer, and of course that is a 401k, should they contribute and how much should they be contributing?
Well, I'm going to keep this short.
Okay.
Absolutely contribute as much as possible.
Yeah.
Whatever the company is offering, try to match it as much as possible. And that's so important because remember, this is building for your retirement.
Exactly.
And that's why it's so important. And the years go by fast. Believe
me. They do.
Yes. It may not seem like it. So if they're offering and you are fortunate enough to have a company to work for, a job that's giving you a retirement plan, whether it's a 401k, 403b, or any other type of retirement vehicle, keep this in mind. They're giving you free money.
Yeah.
Who doesn't want free money?
Thank you.
So if they're offering it to you, take it.
Yes.
Match it.
Exactly.
You will be much better off down the road. And when that time comes, better prepared for your retirement.
Absolutely.
And if you think about it that way, thinking about that, what they're giving you, this benefit, this free money, who wants to say no?
There you go.
To that?
And let me tell you,
that mindset, you're much better off. So
absolutely,
contribute as much as possible.
Absolutely. And with that, Gerald, I'm going to keep this part of our conversation in the back of my mind. Like you said, who doesn't want free money?
Yeah.
I will be looking at it from that perspective, one of many, at least anyway. But that is just an excellent way to take that into perspective for those of us who do work for a company. Well, the next thing many of us or people in general hear about are annuities on TV. So tell us about those and what exactly are they? Because people, you know, we hear a lot of terms in the financial world that, again, many of us may not be very familiar with.
Okay. In the simplest term, I should say, an annuity is a contract or a policy between an individual or a married couple and a life insurance company. Now, you can purchase an annuity with a portion of your retirement savings, either a one-time single premium payment or even multiple premium payments, depending on the type of annuity that you purchase.
Right.
But once you own an annuity, Renee, any of the growth or accumulation of cash that comes along with that, it may be on a tax-deferred basis while you continue to control your money as needed, which is a wonderful provision.
Absolutely.
Now, certain types of annuities, when they offer you the flexibility to receive protected lifetime income while maintaining access to your retirement or to your money during your retirement.
Nice.
So basically, annuities can have an important part of a diversified retirement portfolio. And the reason why is because they can ensure that your retirement income is protected even when there's a downturn in the stock market.
Exactly.
So no matter how your other retirement investments perform, mm-hmm. annuities can provide you with a source of protected lifetime income mm-hmm. that few other financial products actually can offer. So it's a wonderful vehicle for retirement and individuals that are about to retire.
And Gerald, that makes me think for our radio family that are listening, think of it or consider it as having a financial safety net.
Exactly.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's exactly right.
Beautiful.
And if you think about it that way, at that age, when you are retired, mm-hmm. you really don't want to play around, okay, with things that are not as secure with your money
exactly.
as annuities offer. Right. Individuals might sometimes want to invest and try to make money when they're 65, but if you lose that, mm-hmm. That can be a problem.
Exactly.
And that's the advantage of annuities. There's not that risk, okay, equation that's involved in losing your money
right.
In the market. And that's why it's a safety net, and it's a secure way to have a life insurance policy that actually pays you dividends or cash value because of the growth that's built within the component of an annuity.
Yes. And that is very good to know. Gerald, that puts me in mind of asking this next question. When we talk about life insurance as a whole, I'm pretty sure there are very many who likely first and foremost say, well, it's just too expensive. I can't afford it, which is why many don't have it. Why is that the case if someone does have that mentality towards life insurance?
Yeah. Sometimes they do think that it's too expensive.
Right.
And that's really, you know, a misconception because mm-hmm. let's think about it this way. Like we discussed earlier, if you're a married couple and you might have children, this is just one example.
Right.
And that income needs to be replaced. Well, if you're young and you're healthy and you apply for a life policy, let's just take an example. Let's say if a person is making $35,000 a year.
Right.
And they're in their early 30s mm-hmm. and they have a couple of kids. Now, if something was to happen to one of the income earners, that $35,000 is missing.
Right.
So if the surviving spouse would like to have that lifestyle remain intact, mm-hmm. even though that income is no longer within that household,
right.
a $30 or $40 life insurance term policy mm-hmm. for the next 30 years will take care of that missing income because it would equate to approximately even the next 10 years, mm-hmm. $350,000 of missing income.
So Gerald, and not to cut you off, but I'm yeah. trying to help our radio family get this mental picture, mm-hmm. $30 or $40. That's really not a lot of money if you think about it, especially like you said, compared to how it can really be that supplemental income for that spouse that loses that mate. Because like yeah. you said, when you have two equal breadwinners in the household and one suddenly dies and it's just down to that one individual, the financial strain alone of having that $35,000 hole or that piece missing is crucial. But
absolutely.
if you can contribute, like you say, to that $30 or $40 a month, and that's money that is really working for you to help you that in the foreseeable future, if something like that should happen, you have that, again, as we alluded to, that safety net, that coverage that individual likely will need and can have.
Exactly. And that's the whole key. Again, it goes right back to family planning
Exactly.
For your financial future, and also for unforeseen occurrences that may just occur with life. And that's so that's why when you try to equate, sometimes, and I look at it this way, sometimes an individual doesn't see the full picture.
Right.
They see that they're making $35,000, but now if they start adding up the amount of years that income is coming into the household, mm-hmm. and they actually see that number balloon up to over $300,000, then you're painting a picture for them that's just reality.
Right.
And if that $300,000 or $350,000 is missing, that creates a tremendous burden on the surviving family.
Absolutely.
And so that's why when you equate that to $35 or $40 a month,
mm-hmm.
it's really a no-brainer.
Very true. Very true. Very well said. So let's discuss, and I tell you, time always goes by when I'm in great conversation with members of our community-focused family. But I must address this because it's really important, Gerald, for our radio family to, if again, as we mentioned earlier, have any additional questions, to get in contact with you and your great team. Does PFG give free educational workshops or seminars?
Yes, we do. If you go to the website under events, you'll see the events that we're having. We have right now going on seminars every few weeks, every couple of weeks, biweekly actually, a program called SAM, S-A-M, and that's acronym for smart about money. The next session that we'll have on the site, I believe, is September 25th.
Great.
But you can download it on the site of PFG-NC.com, and you can check out all the events that are upcoming. And these are all free. These are educational workshops and seminars, and actually they are interactive. So these are some great tools.
Beautiful.
That we offer for free to the community, so then that they can try to start making a plan for themselves and their families.
Excellent. So how can people, of course, reach out to your firm in addition to the website?
Well, you can go to toll-free number is 833-3-PIONEER. In other words, 833-374-6633. And you can always reach one of the associates there.
Excellent. And you have a physical location?
Yes, it's Winston-Salem. It's 500 West 5th Street, Suite 800. That's the new flow building that they just redid.
Nice.
On downtown Winston. So 500 West 5th Street, 28th floor.
Fantastic. And you know what? I am just loving the renovations that are taking place in downtown Winston-Salem. So that is a wonderful location. Fantastic.
Absolutely.
Well, my good brother, thank you, Gerald. And again, let me welcome you to our community focused family. You are so welcome. Now, you know, with me, I never have goodbyes on this program. It is always just until next time. And so, Gerald, I really, first of all, want to thank you. And very quickly, and I'm going to try to do this in record speed, there's not only you, but your staff, and I wanted to do a little roll call right quick. You have James E. Kaysen II, Jacqueline Johnson, Lakeisha White, Keenan Milbourne, Tony McCool, DeAndre Clayton, and Daryl Smith. Some of the best team agents that a community can get to know, and I'm sure you have the joy of working with on a daily basis.
Absolutely.
Yes.
Absolutely. We have a great time, And again, Renee, these are all local individuals, and we cover the Triad, High Point area, Winston, of course, and Greensboro. So we're always out, and we try to get involved in the community as much as possible. Outside of this, we also do some volunteer work, you know, for the community.
Wonderful.
We also help individuals with life matters. And so you'll get a chance to see us do a lot of different things, you know, in the community in the weeks and the months and hopefully years to come.
Wonderful. And that, my friend, will mark our next conversation for next time. So I look forward to it.
Thank you so much.
You're so welcome. Thank you, Gerald Blue, once again. And thank you, Radio Family, for the good things that you two are doing in our communities. Keep up the fantastic work. And by all means, as you do it, continue to stay as safe as you possibly can. As we do officially bring to a close another wonderful conversation here on the weekend edition of Community Focus. So in addition to staying safe, everyone enjoy the remainder of your weekend. And please take care.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G. More towers and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Once upon a mundane morning, Barb's day got busy without warning. A realtor in need of an open house sign? No, 50 of them. And designed before 9.
My head hurts.
Any mighty tools to help with this plight?
Aha!
Barb made her move. She opened Canva and got in the groove.
Bulk creating Canva sheets. Create 50 signs fit for suburban streets.
Done in a click. All complete.
Sweet!
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.